Welcome to the Level Up Podcast, brought to you by Century 21, the Harrelson Group, featuring masterminds with real estate leaders, coaches, and influencers, plus eye-opening strategy sessions with up-and-coming agents. You'll learn exactly how to go from agent to entrepreneur. And now, let's get to the latest episode of Level Up.
Hey, it's Greg Harrelson again at the Level Up Podcast. Of course, Brendan Payne, my co-host, is with me once again. And we're going to continue. We've been doing a little bit of series of videos of a little shorter versions of the Level Up Podcast, much more tactical, strategic, a little bit more from a coaching standpoint versus an interview style. And we'll continue to kind of float back and forth between interview style and coaching. But Brendan, we've got a good topic for today. So first of all, thank you again for continuing to, you know, help me out with these podcasts. I enjoy that. And today we're going to talk about monetizing our day.
I love this topic. This is a good one.
Yeah, it really is. And we were thinking about the conversation of, you know, how do you get the most out of your day, maximizing your day. A lot of people out there talking about time management strategies. But for some reason, Brenda and I were talking and we're thinking about how do we monetize our day? Meaning, how do we make sure that every day we go to work, we go do our thing, we actually understand and acknowledge that we start off at zero by default. We wake up, we start off at zero. But whether we end up at zero is a choice. So it's by design. We don't choose to start off with nothing. We just have nothing when we wake up. And in our profession, we go to sleep and we have to look back and ask ourselves, did we monetize the day? Did we create anything today? So, you know, we have something in mind we want to share with you. Brendan, why don't you just kick it off? We're talking about monetizing the day. What are we really talking about here?
Well, I think you have to understand how this business is set up. So we'll break it down in two types of agents. You can either be the agent that gets up every morning and goes out and tries to find business, or maybe you're the agent that is just waiting for business to come into you. You're either real active or maybe some more of the passive activities are kind of the stuff you do. But in both scenarios, what we want to have happen is we want something to come in and interrupt us and go and now become business. So we want to pick up the phone when it rings and somebody wants to list their home. We want to pick up the phone, somebody wants us to go show properties to them. So all these things we're hoping for interrupt us. Mm-hmm. The business is very reactionary. You can be distracted all day long from things. So when the business is by default, that's how the industry is, then you have to take control. Otherwise, you'll just be, you will never get anything accomplished. And the bad part is you'll finish the day being busy running around, but never make any progress. So I think the monetizing the day is, what do you have to do? What's the day look like to make sure that when you finish, that you actually took some steps forward in your business and made some progress in filling the pipeline? I think that's what we want to accomplish.
Yeah, you know, and I'm glad you used the term as you started talking. I was like, gosh, we're so it's such a reactionary type of environment. But you ended up using that exact word. And I just thought about it, you know. So I was a new lead source company that's popped up. I won't mention any names right now, but they've been saying, hey, get involved. We want to send you leads, and you just pay us a referral, no upfront fees, et cetera. It's like, you know, I look at all those, and some of those I really believe in, and some of them I think, the quality of those leads are probably not that great. But you know, I kind of look at all of them and explore. And as I'm exploring, you know, over the last year, I've noticed the intensity of or the expectations and requirements of these lead companies are like extraordinary. Like if you don't accept the lead within 5 seconds, you've got no chance to get the lead.
Yeah.
Now, if you think about that, okay. In order to accept the lead as a solo agent. Now I know some people are like, well, Greg, you set up an ISA team. And okay, I get it. I understand. I understand that process. But let's just talk at the solo level right now. In order for a solo agent to work with that lead company and ever win any leads, they're going to have this phone in their hand. it's going to have to be unlocked and their thumb's going to have to be in this position. And when it happens, boom, they're going to have to do that. Now, if your phone's in your hand and it's unlocked and your finger's in this position and you're just staring at it all day, guess what you're not doing?
Yeah. Not real productive.
You're not doing anything else. You're like, you're actually doing nothing for the anticipation that something may happen and you got to react. So it's not only the reacting, but now they're training us to actually wait for the time that they trigger a reaction. And in the meantime, there's all this dead time going on. Like we're afraid to start anything because we might miss something else. You're shaking your head. Yeah. So I think you're kind of like with me on this one. Any thoughts to that?
Yeah, it's 100%. And the greatest thing about it is that as people who've continued to help and try to get the agents to do that, they've done it in the course of like 2 years. They've trained the agents to immediately.
Yeah. Oh, that's such a good point. Yeah.
We talked about speed to lead for years. We're like, minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. They got like 2 seconds. You're done.
Yeah. Yeah. Really? I didn't even make that correlation. Yeah. We've been coaching agents in our own company and coaching other, people, that we talk to about speed to lead. It's important. You've got to be on it. And now these tech companies are talking up. They don't even talk about speed to lead. It's just like, look, if it's not 2 to 3 seconds, you're done. You don't get it.
Yep. You got to be in the lobby of the lead company in order to get it.
Yeah. And so that's a perfect segue. I'm glad you brought that up because it's a perfect segue. When we talk about monetizing the day, here's my thought. I'm not against lead companies. Matter of fact, I participate with them. I generate a lot of leads ourselves for our companies. But what I am against is I'm against you putting all of your eggs in that basket. Because at any point they come and go, market shifts, they decide that's not the best business model, and you're kind of less left hanging. So what we've got to do is we've got to make sure that we maintain some stability, we maintain some routine, some habits, where we're in charge of the building of our business, where our activities can dictate the building of our business versus waiting on someone else's activities to dictate our business. Because I can tell you what's going to happen. It's already happening. It's not what's going to happen. It's already happened. Not only are they judging you by how fast you react, but then they're going to judge you on how well you convert. They're also going to judge you on what price point do you convert the highest? What territory do you convert the highest? So eventually, if you start getting these leads and you start selling a bunch of leads at a lower price point, which you can't really control that with these lead companies, now all of a sudden they say, well, these people convert at the lower price point. So guess what they do is they start feeding you a lot more of the lower price point. Now, I'm not saying that that's bad. That's just the truth. So not only do you not control the lead flow, you're not going to control the price point. You're not going to control the territory, the areas of the market. So we've got to put our position that every single day we do some minimal activities for ourselves to keep our business going. So I propose that everyone have a checklist. You create a checklist and you say, okay, here's 10 things that I must do, or you could say 5 things that I must do every day that I control and I must complete, I must execute every single day. And at the end of the day, you have to ask yourself, did you complete all 5 items on that checklist? If the answer is yes, that's a great day. So what are the 5 things that you know in your heart you need to do every single day, 5 days a week, that when you do it, you can grow your business? So you want to start off and maybe give us one, Brendan, that you think could go on that checklist.
Yeah, I would say that no matter where you're at in the business, you have to add new contacts. So people that aren't in your database already, you have to add some new contacts to whatever you call your database. There's got to be new people coming in that don't have a relationship with you that you have a conversation with, and now you can add them to all your automated stuff that you're doing.
Right.
The first one.
So building your database, but I guess so. And what I'm hearing you say is you've got to, make some sort of contacts and talk to people that you haven't talked to. Go start conversations with people that you haven't had conversations with in the past.
Yep.
About real estate. So
everybody,
whether you're doing,
doesn't have to be, you know, it doesn't have to be all the different categories of people talk to. It can be for sale by owners, circle prospecting, expire. Could be five people from, you know, church that you go to. But you've got to, every single day that you're working, part of that day has got to be have conversations that you initiate with people about real estate.
Yeah. And so to add on to that, I would say that and whatever you add in as a checklist item, it must be specific and measurable. So specific would be that you need to determine, based on your current level of production and maybe your current activities, how many of those new contacts are you going to make per day? So for any number could be a good number depending on where you are in your business. Some people might say 20 contacts per day. Some people may say 5. Some people may say 40. I won't say what you should say, but just know that whatever you're doing, you probably could do a little bit more. But when it comes to this checklist, the daily checklist, do not put down a stretch goal. Like if you're only really talking to 5 or 6 new people a day, don't put 40, because that's so far from where you are right now. It's not something you're going to really complete every day. What I would actually prefer is that agents put down more of a minimum level. It's like, my goal is 10, but every single day I've got to at least do 8. My goal's 30, but I can't leave or can't quit for the day if I don't at least talk to 15 people. So what we're looking for in a checklist is minimum standards that must be met every single day. Now, you're always going for more than the minimum, but you can never fall. You got to put a floor of how low you will go. And that's what you should put down in your checklist, because I've said this before, I would rather you be consistent at a lower number than inconsistent at a higher number. The person who's consistent at a lower number will probably outperform the person who's inconsistent no matter what their number is. So the checklist is designed to be a minimum that you always meet every day and throughout the year consistently. That will help you grow your business. So talking to people that you haven't talked to, making some sort of contacts. Again, you could be FSBOs. We don't want to dictate your category. This is your checklist. I will add one. You were talking about talking to new people because you might get business right then, and you could add to your database. I actually would put the adding 5 people, hypothetically, having blank people, adding to my database. So adding 5 people to my database every day. So one form of adding people to the database could be what Brendan just shared with you. Another form could be that maybe there's some home inspectors that you use, some mortgage people that you currently use in your local market, and maybe they should be in your database, and maybe you should be dripping on them and showing them the type of value and the knowledge you have to give to the consumer, because the more that you share with them, the more likely they're going to refer to you. So just be intentional about building the database every day. So you can have building the database by 5 people every day, talking to 20 new people every day. You could have on there, talk to 1 for sale by owner every day. That could be on your checklist. For a lot of people, just talking to 1 for sale by owner every day would be a world of a difference for their business. Now, if you're already doing 1 a day, then maybe you put 2 a day. Maybe that could be the case. But as you can see, everything on the checklist should be on the checklist to move your production forward. Now, if we just take the 3 things that we just shared, 20 new people, 1 FSBO, add 5 people to your database. If you just do the 20 new people, you're going to already add 5 more people to your database, and you just make sure that a few of those 20 people are attempts at FSBOs. So you see how one sitting at an activity could knock off 2 to 3 of those items on your checklist. Mm-hmm. And that's perfectly fine. I loved it when I could do that. Loved it when I could do that. That was the point. The checklist is not something that should take you all day. The checklist is something that should be complete by 11 o'clock every day.
Yeah, it's your minimum standard. And the part that's so that I relied on in the beginning building my business. I can't tell you how many days that this got me through it, just hearing you say to focus on the process and not the results. That's what this is. And so when you're building your business, it doesn't matter if you're building from zero to your first five deals or you're from, 50 trying to go to 100. When you're in that growth period, then you have the potential to ride this wave of like, you feel like you're a hero one day and then a zero the next. So you're doing really well. You're working on stuff. And then all of a sudden the next day shows up and you're not feeling so good about what's going on. Most of that's because you're focusing on what the results are. And you don't have a lot of control over the results. You have control over your actions. So if you go and have the checklist and have your minimum standards and you knock those out, regardless of whether you set an appointment, took a listing, had a contract fall through, at the end of the day, you measure yourself based on the process that you laid out that's going to get you to your goal. At the end of the day, you did it. It's a win. The next day you do it again, it's a win. You string enough of those together, the results will show up automatically. You focus on the results and you have a bad day and then a good day. And then you're just this emotional roller coaster that is the industry and it'll take you for a ride and it keeps you from growing.
Yeah. Yeah. Good point. Good point. Now, before we wrap up, a few other things that you can add to your checklist is like a minimum amount of time for follow-up. On the checklist, it could have 1 hour of lead follow-up. It could be 1 hour of afternoon follow-up. These are just items that you can put on a checklist. It could be post one listing on Facebook Marketplace to try to generate some buyer traffic for your listing. That could be something that takes you 5 minutes. It could be very easy to put onto a checklist. You can have text five of your centers of influence every day. It could be call one past client a day. Like if you think about it, everything I just said, if you listen to this recording, And you take the 7 or 8, maybe 9 things maximum that I've said already, all of those things could be done in 3 to 4 hours, in 3 hours, really, every single day. And if think about it, if you reached out to 5 centers of influence, reached out to a past client, posted a property on Facebook Marketplace for buyer leads, talked to 20 people, added 5 people to your database, talked to a for-sale owner, if you do that every day, you're going to grow your business. Keep it simple. Now, that is the opposite of reactionary. That's where you're taking control of a certain bit of your time. Now, outside of the time, once you check off your checklist, all those items, do whatever you want the rest of the day. Go and play that game with capturing those leads. And again, I'm not against that. I'm for that. What I'm against is that we go all in on this and then we leave the core fundamentals of our business and then those lead systems change and then we're looking for what we do next. That's what I'm afraid of, is people are going all in, they're dumping all their eggs into somebody else's basket and not keeping any eggs in their own basket. That's dangerous to me. All right. Well, I think that's a wrap. You know, Brendan, I appreciate it. Great topic. I love the thought of monetizing our day. That sure will bring money to your day. You know, some people will want to ask you questions and me questions. I know you can just kind of go out to Facebook and hit Facebook Messenger and reach out to me. Brendan, what's your preferred method?
Same thing. Perfect.
Okay. Yeah. Find Brendan Payne, P-A-Y-N-E. And of course, we also have a real estate, a Facebook page called the Real Estate Sales Solutions, where we post a lot of videos and training tips for free on that. I welcome you to please join Real Estate Sales Solutions Facebook page. You can see more of the content that we're putting out. And until next time, Brendan, thank you so much. And I enjoyed the conversation and we'll talk to everybody soon.
Thank you.